Hello, 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 everybody. My name is Romina, and you're listening to My Little Globe. New week, new topic. So today's episode will be about Tinder, or for anyone who doesn't know Tinder, about dating apps. I'll share thoughts on the app itself, on dating in general, and on one-night stands. So let's get started. The first time I installed Tinder was a few years ago. I think it was the year 2017. Because back then, many of my friends had installed the app and recommended me to use it too, because I am a very outgoing person and I like to meet new people. And so my friends told me to install that app. I wasn't quite convinced, but at some point I missed speaking Italian because I hadn't spoken it in a while, and I wanted to meet people to talk to in Italian. So I looked on the internet if there were any groups of Italian-speaking people in Vienna, but I couldn't find any active ones. So I figured that maybe I could find someone to talk to in Italian on Tinder. So that's why I installed Tinder. Now, my first date went pretty fast and pretty well, actually, because I just installed Tinder, I think, in the afternoon. And the next day in the morning, I already had a date with an Italian guy. just a coffee date, nothing special. But it went very well because I think we just texted very little, and I was like, yeah, let's meet up, and he was like, yeah, great, let's do this. And the next day we met. Now the date itself went quite fine. I think this poor guy didn't know, to be honest, he didn't know that I just met him to speak some Italian, but nevertheless we had I think it was like an hour or two of talking, which was very nice, but we didn't meet again. Yeah. Now, the whole Tinder thing doesn't always work out as easily because, well, it starts with the profiles. You swipe through those profiles and you wonder about the picture choice. Now, I always look for people who might smile in their pictures, but with guys, it's not that easy. Many of them will just post very serious pictures of themselves or weird selfies. And of course, pictures with no shirt on, which I'm not really into, but there might be other girls who like that, I don't know. However, the choice is not easy. And then when you click on one of those profiles, you will find a little text written by the guys themselves. Now, this part, of course, is very tricky, because what do you write about yourself? It's very hard, at least for me it is. To write something that should contain some important information about myself, but not be too much, maybe, so people will still read it. And then there's this point where you are not sure whether to write it in German or in English, because if you write it in English, then certain people in Austria will be annoyed because they're like, well, we're in Austria, don't you speak German? And then if you write it in German, maybe someone who just recently moved to Austria won't understand it. So it is not easy. And then the choice of the things you write in there is very hard to make. However, many people tend to describe what they're looking for and what they're not looking for. So many people have a very clear picture of what they want. Now, they might write in there that they only want a serious relationship, or many, many of them write in there that they are not up for one-night stands, that they don't want to have a one-night stand. Now, with both of these descriptions, I feel like it's very hard to meet those people, because if he says that he only wants a serious relationship, there's a certain kind of pressure if you meet them. Like, both of you will have this list of things that you need a partner to have or to be like. And this can make it hard, at least in my eyes. I feel like it makes a date much harder if you know that there's this this picture in both heads of the perfect partner and you have to match those expectations. Now, on the other hand side, there are a lot of those guys that I mentioned who will claim that they don't want a one-night stand under any circumstances. And I feel like even this can make things kind of awkward and difficult. Because first of all, what is a one-night stand? Lately, I talked to someone about this topic. And for me, a one-night stand means that you have sex with someone just once and never again. Now, for this other person that I talked to, a one-night stand means that you sleep with someone or you have sex the first night that you meet, so after your first date. Which means that having sex after the second or the third date, even if it's a one-time thing, doesn't count as a one-night stand. Which is weird, because I think in the name one-night stand, it's implied that it's just a one-time thing, but I wasn't aware of the fact that it eventually has to do with the first night you meet someone. So if we go with my definition of a one-night stand, that means that if I date one of those guys who are not into one-night stands, I have to agree on having sex with them at least twice, right? Because that means that if we get to that point where we have sex and it's not good, I will have to do it again because they told me beforehand that they didn't want a one-time thing, right? I mean, I know, of course, this is a very absurd thought because no one will actually force you to sleep with him a second time, but it is what I read from those descriptions, from the people who don't want one-night stands. I mean, of course, one-night stands are always more about the adventure than about the actual quality of the sexual activity. And I totally get why people might not want that, why people might not want to have one-night stands. But on the other hand side, if it's the first thing that you tell me in your profile, I feel like you are a person who will limit the possibilities, because there are certain things that you say no to just beforehand already. And I'm more the kind of person who will just see where things go. So when I go on a date, I always try to go without any kinds of expectations. I try not to have a certain image in my mind that the other person should meet, because I feel like that way I have a big variety of possibilities how this thing might turn out, and there's a huge number of valid options in my opinion. Like, we could turn out being friends or in a relationship, we could turn out not seeing each other ever again, we could turn out having sex once or twice or seven times or whatever, really. I mean, there's so many possibilities. And I think all of them can have something positive or something nice about them. And yeah, that's basically why I try to go on my dates without any certain expectations. Even before it gets to that dating part, Tinder can be very tricky. Now, for everyone who doesn't know the app, I will shortly explain how that works. You will be shown an image of someone, a photo, and you can swipe right or left. You will swipe right if you like this person and you would like to meet him or her, and you will swipe left if you don't even consider meeting that person. Now, if you swiped right and the other person swiped your profile right too, then there's a match and then you can text. Otherwise, you can't text. You can't just randomly text someone on that platform. But however, many people don't text at all. Like, they're just collecting likes, for example. And of course, the majority of girls expect the guy to text first. Now, nowadays, things are very complicated in terms of if you still expect the guy to text first, you are kind of seen as old-fashioned. So many guys just wait for the girl to text. That's why I started texting first, and I said to myself, well, if they expect me to text first, of course it doesn't hurt me, so I can totally do that. So I always try to invent myself something nice to start with, because you don't want to get started with a simple hi, because that's boring. However, starting off the conversation is always the hard part, and I appreciate when the others do it, because I know how hard it is. However, I started texting first, but it turned out that I didn't get many replies. The guys wouldn't just answer. They would just ignore my message, which I find very, very respectless, because I felt like, well, I make some effort. The least you can do is just text me back and tell me that you're not interested in meeting me. So that's basically the reason why I deleted Tinder quite a few times already. But after a few months or a year or something like that, I always felt like maybe I should give myself and my dating life another chance. And that's how I always reinstalled Tinder. So Tinder and me, we have kind of an on-off thing. Another issue that I personally have with Tinder, or let's say with dating in general, actually, is that I am always very, very excited before the first date. I am always very much looking forward to meeting someone new. And then I might even have a nice date, you know, you go for a drink and everything's fine, you make conversation, everything is great, the guy is quite nice actually, he doesn't do anything wrong or particularly weird, but in the end I always feel like I don't want to meet them again. Now, I can't really explain where that comes from, it's a very personal thing I think, it's just something that happens to me. I didn't hear it from a lot of other people that they just didn't want to go on a second date without any particular reason. But to me, it happens quite a lot, most of the times actually, that I meet someone, but afterwards, even if I had a nice evening, actually, I don't feel like seeing them again, because they were just not exciting enough, or just this very special spark was missing, when I know myself that maybe I should give the guys one more chance, and that some things just need more time to be developed. Still, I find myself having that gut feeling that tells me not to go on second dates. Now, the hard part there is that most of those guys want to meet up again, and then I have to disappoint them in a way, and this is the part that I don't like, to tell them that I am just not interested in a second date. Yeah, and then I always feel bad. Now, that's the reason why I stopped dating in my hometown, so I don't date. I try not to date in Austria, actually, at all. The only time when I do use Tinder in general is in the holidays. Whenever I go on a holiday abroad, sometimes with my mom or sometimes by myself, I will try to Tinder and try to meet guys there. Because the easy part there is you don't have to find a million reason why you can't meet them again. Or even if you meet them twice or three times, it's always clear that you will go home at some point, so they don't feel like they want more, which makes things easier for me, because then I don't have to hurt their feelings or disappoint them, and I can still have my first dates and meet new people and maybe just speak the language, the local one, or get to know the place better where I am, because they will show me around or something like that. One of the nicest Tinder stories that I experienced so far happened 2 years ago in Spain. I went to Spain with my mom, my sister, and my sister's boyfriend. We spent 2 weeks, the four of us together, and then we had, I think, a few days more separately. So my mom and me, and my sister and her boyfriend, and my mom and me spent those days in Altea. Altea is located on the east coast of Spain, between Valencia and Alicante. Now, we spent a few days there, and I started using Tinder again, and I started texting with a guy called Joseph, whose parents had an ice cream shop. So before meeting me, Joseph asked me which one my favorite ice cream flavor was. Now that was very, very cute of him, of course, and I told him that my favorite one was dark chocolate. In Austria, dark chocolate ice cream is quite hard to find, when in Italy it's very, very common. So I wasn't sure if his parents had this type of ice cream, and I told him that it wasn't really important which one he brought, but that my favorite one was dark chocolate. So in the end, he came to our date and brought two little ice cream boxes, with one full of dark chocolate and the other one with two other flavors. So I went to the bar of the owner of the room my mom and me had rented, because I knew they must have a freezer. So I asked this guy to keep my ice cream for me because I didn't want to eat it before dinner. So then Joseph and me, we went to a nice restaurant. We had a great dinner. He was very nice, but he was not my type of guy to fall in love with, or have anything else with. So we just went separate ways after that dinner, but we kept in touch for the next couple of days. Now, from Altea, I needed to get to Palma de Mallorca. Now, Mallorca is an island, of course, so I had to take a flight, and my flight went from Alicante to Palma de Mallorca. Altea Alicante is something like a 40 minutes drive, and there were buses actually, but my flight got shifted forwards, so it went earlier than planned. And it was scheduled for, I think, 7:30 in the morning. So it was still too early for the buses. And of course, a taxi at that distance would have cost me, I think it was something like 80 euros or 90. However, my flight was at 30 euros. So I didn't really want to spend the triple amount of money on the taxi to the airport. So I was planning on taking the last bus in the evening, which was around 11 p.m., and just staying at the airport for the whole night to save some money. But Joseph wanted to meet me again. However, I told him that it was not possible because I had to leave so early for the airport and I couldn't just spend the evening with him before going home. And that made him decide to pick me up and bring me to the airport at night so he could see me once more. Now, I would never have asked for such a favor because it's just nothing that I do. And this guy lived at, I think, 45 minutes from where I stayed. And he worked in the morning. He started work at 6 or 6:30 in the morning. So he literally got up at night and picked me up at, I think it was 4:30 in the morning. He drove me to the airport and then we had a cup of coffee there. And he even brought his instant camera so we could take a picture and I could directly take it home. So that is definitely one of the nicest stories I've ever experienced using Tinder. On this vacation in Spain, actually, a lot of fun things happened. So I will tell you a few other stories in the next episodes, probably, because I think they're nice to listen to. Today we talked about Tinder, dating in general, about the definition of a one-night stand, and how I only want to meet people once. And then I shared a beautiful, very, very nice story from 2 years ago with you. And I'm looking forward to sharing much more. So make sure you click on that following button so you'll always be up to date. And if you're listening to this on Anchor, you can leave me a voice note if you want to give me some feedback or have any questions. I wish you a wonderful week full of love and great dates. That was My Little Globe.